This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Tributes continue worldwide for former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, a Nobel Peace Prize winner who died Saturday at age 80. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports Annan was a well-liked but controversial head of the world body.
I, Kofi Annan.
Annan served as leader of the UN between 1997 and 2006 and presided over crises including the 2003 Iraq invasion and conflict in Sudan's Darfur. Before that, he served as head of peacekeeping in Africa during the time of the Rwandan genocide. His time at the UN was turbulent. Critics blamed him for failing to prevent Rwanda. And after the UN, Annan continued his diplomatic work well into retirement, appointed as a UN special envoy for the Syrian conflict, and he helped avoid possible bloodshed in Kenya by brokering a power-sharing agreement for its government.
Matthew LaRotonda of Reuters News Agency. Italy observed a national day of mourning Saturday after Tuesday's collapse of a highway bridge in the port city of Genoa killed 42 people. Authorities used an exhibition center in the area of the Genoa fairgrounds as a church. The building was adorned with flowers and photographs for the occasion. In front of the altar and below a large crucifix, 18 coffins were covered with white roses, including those of two Albanian Muslims who died. A small white casket held the youngest victim, an 8-year-old boy who died with his parents. The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bignasco, presided over the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including the head of the state, Sergio Mattarella, and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.